Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. It's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we are going to cover Hero Party Must Fall, which was recommended to me, so I'm checking it out. Ages and ages ago, my world was in a sorry state of chaos. Wars between humans and demons raged forever, and the weaker humans were fighting desperately just to survive. I felt sorry for these frail little beings, so I gifted them some of my light. A hero to vanquish evil and a loyal priestess to stand by his side. Whenever evil dared to rise, a hero and his companion was there waiting. Peace was finally established and the age of bloodshed was over, but now there is a new menace that threatens to destroy the peace I built. Prologue. Once again, we retreat with a disappointing outcome after an entire day of challenging the dungeon. The dungeon serves as the hideout of the Demon King. From the deepest abyss, he commands his infinite hordes of demons. But after many days, the dungeon serves to be impenetrable. Time and time again, we are met with failure. Damn it, we're not making any progress here. It's slow, but we're advancing a little with each new day. But we're losing too much time. The boy is the hero himself, the beacon of hope that will ultimately vanquish evil. He's given holy power by the goddess to destroy the obstacles in his way. As for the girl, she's a priestess chosen by the goddess to support the hero on his journey. Her destiny is to bear the hero's child, who will also one day carry the sword of his father for the very same cause. It has been an eternal certainty, whenever evil rises, so does a hero and a priestess. Together, they've ensured the demon's defeat countless of times. Countless numbers of times. Maybe we can try to form a different strategy. We've tried countless strategies already, Sarah. The girl getting yelled at is the hero's oldest friend. She became his loyal apostle once he started his crusade against the Demon King. She's a very private girl, rarely voices her opinions, so it's hard to know what she's really thinking. Getting upset won't do us any good. At the end of the day, we work with what we've got. I only stated the obvious here, but I think that's better than staying silent. You're one to talk. Your inclusion clearly hasn't done us any good. You promised help when you begged to join us, but I've yet to see any results. Seems like that lumbering body of yours is completely for show. That's unfair. We helped quite a lot. V is my reliable partner. She's been with me through thick and thin. I trust her with my life, and she trusts me with hers. She's often overprotective of me, a quality that's gotten her in trouble numerous times over the years. While it's true that we volunteered to help the hero on his dangerous journey, I wouldn't say we are lacking in our job. It's been a couple of months now, and I think we managed to show our merit in that period. In fact, without us, I'm sure they would have fared a lot worse. The fact of the matter is that Aaron is just venting his anger by spouting obvious false premises. I don't need a doll telling me what to do. What did you say? Aaron, that's enough. Cecile, sensing a fight is about to break out, she comes between me and him. V retreats and sneaks under my arm, covering herself under my mantle. She then sticks out her tongue at the boorish hero. Frankly speaking, the only person who can stop him is Cecile. He respects no one else's opinion but hers. Not to mention that he remains the strongest one in the group by far, so there isn't much for us to do but quarrel with him. It's true that we're stuck in a difficult situation, but this behavior will only make things worse. Let's head back to the village. We all had a very difficult day. We need some time to rest and reflect on this. Fine. Once we made it back to the village, each went their separate ways. I was still annoyed with Aaron's behavior. Just because he's feeling powerless, he thinks he has the right to lash out on others. Walking aimlessly around the village, I saw Aaron hurriedly running after Cecile, so I followed him out of sheer curiosity. Cecile, wait, I need to talk to you. What's wrong, Aaron? I just wanted to apologize. I didn't mean to lose my temper like that earlier. I understand you're under a lot of pressure, so you don't have to explain. The others know that too, but I still think you should apologize to them. That's what a good leader would do. I know, but I care the most about what you think of me. We've been together for a while now, right? I know your intentions are pure, so don't worry about it. So, you don't hate me for being stuck like... You don't hate me for us being stuck like this? Of course not. I'm also responsible, you know, so it's our problem, not just yours. I'm so happy to hear that. Silly Aaron, I already told you this many times, yet it seems like I have to keep reminding you each time. Sorry. It's okay. It's what I'm here for. Hey, Cecile, if there is something bothering you, don't hesitate to talk to me, okay? Of course, I'm your partner after all. I wouldn't keep anything from you. Thank you, Cecile. Alright, I gotta go. I need to apologize to the others. Hee hee, that's more like it. You're a good boy, Aaron. Aaron, too embarrassed, he fled. What? Aaron, too embarrassed, he fled from in front of Cecile, dashing away in a hurry. Cecile stayed there frozen in place. Aaron might have dispelled all of his worries, but Cecile looks like she's still dealing with her own issues. Rough day? Were you listening? Yeah, I feel pretty bad for you. It's not easy doing what you do every day. Aaron left smiling from ear to ear, but you're still here being miserable. We need to get rid of this curse quickly. We're losing too much time. Ah, what are you doing? Someone could see us. Relax, it's just the two of us. Pardon. Besides, weren't you just saying we need to hurry up with the curse? Still, your body just holding it like...
Damn.
Well, sorry, folks. Just holding it like is begging to be comforted? Look, even your nipples are twitching so much. It's too early. Aaron might come looking for me. We will keep him occupied. Don't worry. You haven't told her what's been going on between us, have you? Yes, I already told you many times she's left in the dark. Let's go, Cecile. Your fight for the day is a long way from over. You still have lots to do. Yes, you're a lot more obedient now than when we first started. There are more important things on the line to my pride. But if you step out of line, I'll still break your arms. Hey, yes, that's more like it. I wrap my arm around her and lead her to my room, where we've been secretly conducting our own secret ritual unbeknown to everyone else, or unbeknownst, actually. The paragon of dignity and virtue forced to commit the ultimate betrayal, an outcome she never envisioned for herself as a priestess. It all started one day when the poor girl came to me with a shocking confession. A few days ago, you came. Yeah, it sounded important. Can we go to your room? I would hate for someone to see us together this late. So, how can I help you? Where do I even start? I've been having this strange nightmare for days. It's always the same thing, too. Omen are just my fears. What do you think? If it were any other person, I would just say fears. But knowing you, there might be something more to it. Do you think it's a sign from the goddess? Maybe. I'm not a very superstitious person, but I wouldn't say I'm completely insensitive to things like this. Right. So? Mars, I want to confide in you something I haven't told anyone. But I want you to promise me that my secret won't leave this room. My lips are sealed. All right. I trust you, Mars. This all started a few months ago, before you and V joined. We were hunting a group of demons that had been terrorizing and pillaging random villages. After a lot of searching, we found that they chose one of the abandoned old temples as their hideout. So at the dead of night, we ambushed them and slaughtered every single one of them. It wasn't anything difficult, as they were trapped in the temple with no place to run. Everything went smoothly until out of nowhere, Sarah and I found ourselves trapped in one of the chambers. The room itself was some sort of magical trap. It was active the entire time we were trapped there. It took hours before Aaron could break us out, but the damage was done. Can you guess what the result of that was? No, I'm not sure. No one alive knows how those temples work. I can't even begin to imagine what a trap there could do. I see. Since you're a Magus, I thought you might have an idea. Sorry, that form of magic is way beyond me. Anyways, from that day onwards, we were robbed of our power. You could say we were afflicted by a curse. Really? So all this time, you and Sarah have been fighting without your full power? Right. But what makes this even worse is that Aaron has showed his powers with us. Huh? He could do that? Yeah, it's never been done like this before by previous heroes, but since Aaron is so kind and cares for our safety so much, he decided to share with us his power. It breaks my heart to see this kind gesture be wasted like this. Her lips were quivering, even with her eyes closed, and I could sense the true chagrin she feels at this moment. Can I see your hand? Sure. Cecile sticks out her hand and I wrap it around mine gently. I immediately sense something faint within her, something wriggling and dancing around. And you've been walking around with this curse for months now? Yes, it's immune to holy magic and I tried everything to no avail, but I've managed to find information about it in old textbooks. Cures? Not exactly. Apparently, this curse feeds on carnal pleasure. They describe it as a lock that only happens after it's fed enough pleasure. Isn't that the worst possible thing that could happen to a priestess? For a moment, Cecile's face twists in pain as if my words pierce right through her flesh. No, I've seen Cecile get hurt in battle and her reaction wasn't nearly this strong. My simple words caused her far more visible pain. Rites, the absolute worst thing that could ever happen to me. The goddess decreed sacred ritual of hero and priestess vanquishing evil and bringing about peace rests upon a very crucial edict, that the hero and priestess must remain pure. If they can't, then no salvation for the humans can be granted. By having the representative boy and girl of humankind perform the sacred ritual with purity of mind and body intact, it renews the contract with the goddess, and so protection against the demons can be guaranteed. But now with a crippled hero and a cursed priestess, the situation could not be worse. So what have you been doing to manage the curse? Well, I tried various things by myself, but the results weren't that encouraging. You mean you tried masturbating? Right. So with you coming to me, I assume you want my help? That's regrettably true. Why me? Aaron is obviously out of the question, and I have no interest in women. That leaves only you. You don't have any old friend outside the party to help you? The priestess candidates live in a commune together. Before I met Aaron, I never even talked with a man before. It's very bold what you're doing. Bold isn't the right word, it's sinful. Just me being here is enough to condemn me 1,000 times over, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't at the end of my rope. The words were bursting out of her mouth full of anguish and desperation. It's as if she's trying hard to contain an outburst of emotion. There is a problem, though, which is, you're not going to like my methods. There is more than one method? Ha. Don't make fun of me, please. This is serious. Yeah, don't worry. I'm just warning you. Are you sure you're committed to this? Yes, but I have certain rules. Obviously, I won't let you do as you please. Everything would be strictly according to my rules. She gives a stern, antagonistic stare. By that simple remark, our roles become cemented as that of opponents. I will be demanding more and more of her, and she'll try her best to limit me more and more. That's how it will work between us. She obviously knows a male can't be trusted blindly, so hard limits must be clearly established. Fair enough. I'll respect anything you have in mind. I'm delighted to hear that. My body tenses up at the thought of what's to come. From here on out, there is no turning back. I take a deep breath to ease my tension. The character that I'm supposed to play is set in my mind. All that remains is to act. Whoops. Did we not have a... Oh, we do. Alright, let's get working. Take off your clothes. Huh? We're through the boring chatter. It's time we start. What are you saying all of a sudden? This is not funny. We haven't set the rules yet. We can talk about the rules after you take off your clothes. Mars? If you don't want to start, I'll do it. But what are you doing? I took off all my clothes, and Cecile responded by averting her gaze right away. By taking the initiative and acting quickly, I forced her to move at a pace she can't clearly keep up with. And that's exactly the point. She has to acclimate to my methods quickly and right from the start. It's necessary in order to do this right. Why are we doing this? Because I'm motivated to make this work, and you're clearly not. Ugh. Well, are you just going to stand there like an idiot? No need to set up rules. I can't just blindly let you thrust me into this. We'll do it after you take off your clothes. I promise. Fine. You have a very nice body. Now will you hear me? Sure, let me know all your rules and I will stick by each one of them. I'll hold you so that you better remember. Did I just make a huge mistake? Here goes. But first, she appears to be swallowing her pride and pressing through a sense of shame just to make the words come out of her mouth. This kind of absurd situation is something she never thought she'd be stuck in. There'd be no penetration involved. You're only allowed to use your hands or mouth. Those words were Those words were painful for her to say, like she's pulling teeth, but she managed to get through it and say them. Are you listening? I am. More, if her boundaries aren't stressed to the very limits, it's all pointless in the end. Turn around. Yeah! So much hair, I need to get a better view. What do you think you're doing? Go on, I'm listening. You're such an insensitive brute. Honestly, I'm speechless. I know, just go on, I'm listening. The problem is not that you're not, that you aren't listening. Don't you realize how humiliating this is? It's just to save time. Don't overthink it too much. Grr, you. Fine, I'll let this one slide. Thanks. So second, you're forbidden from kissing me on the lips. Kissing my body, however, is permissible, but you should always ask whenever possible. Are you listening? I can't tell at all like this. I'm listening. I'm just examining your body. I must say, your ass is massive. I'm actually shocked at how well you hit it. Both ass and breasts, you've got quite the body. Can you stop this act already? You're acting like I'm just some piece of meat in front of you. Are you offended? Of course, I'm beyond furious. This is no way to treat a person. Very soft, even though you move a lot. What are you doing? I'm not done talking. You already said I could use my hands. I'm not doing anything you're against. But just relax. I'm saving us time here. That's not the issue. How about your asshole? Ah, what are you doing? I'm assessing my options. No! That place is not for sexual acts. You obviously have no idea the things people do in bed. Good, I don't want to know. I would never associate with any girl who would allow someone to touch that place. Whatever you say. Will you stop this already? Are you aware how humiliating the things you're doing to me are? I'm just looking. It's really a shame. You have a pretty butthole. You jerk, stop looking so much. I know you would love it if you gave it a chance. There's no way an erotic hole like this isn't meant to be touched. Never, ever, 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 ever. Don't even dare to think to touch me there. Better make it a rule. Rule 4, you're never touching that place ever under any circumstances. That place? You know what I mean. You need to be explicit. Put some effort into this rules thing. You just want me to say it. Hehe. Fine. Rule 4, under no circumstances are you allowed to touch my asshole. I can't believe you said it. How vulgar. But you're starting to talk like a real person, not some religious weirdo. I hate you. Alright, fine. Ah, what are you doing now? I'm massaging your butt. Cut it out! It's bad enough that I'm just talking to a wall. Do you have any idea how humiliating this is? Just close your eyes and bear with it. The stuff that I'm doing is very important. You are the worst. Continue, I'm listening. Third. Ah! Why did you stop? Continue. Third, I have final say regarding all aspects of our relationship. Whatever I say goes. You've been leaking non-stop. I say we're making good progress already. Ah, I guess it's safe to assume you have a thing for being manhandled. There's no way that's true. Ah, what else do you have? That's all. Then I guess I'm done here too. You look pretty mad. Did we perhaps get off on the wrong foot? You're despicable. I've never been treated this badly before in my life. You better get used to it because that's just how I do things. How does any woman put up with you? There's no way you convince me that there are girls out there who enjoy this treatment. I really got you, huh? Point is, I don't care if you're some holy woman. I won't go easy on you. Yeah. What are you? Does this break any of your rules? No, but you didn't leave me a lot to work with. But I have more than enough to crush the curse out of you. You look uncomfortable. Something wrong? I've never been held by a man like this before. So excuse me if I'm too prudish for your taste. Don't worry, I'll train that out of you. To train? Can you stop using such revolting language? I'm not your property, don't act like I am. Remember rule 3, I'm the one in charge. You need to loosen up a little. You're so uptight you'll snap if this goes on. So if you wish to see this through, take a deep breath first. So you've never been held by a man before? Nods. What do you think of my dick? What kind of question is that all of a sudden? I want to know the impression of a sheltered girl like you. It's been a while since I had such a prudish virgin. They're becoming rare. Grr, you really are on a level of your own, huh? Laughs. I didn't want to look at it. What? So all this time you were avoiding even looking? Yes. You're way too uptight. This is not going to work. Why are you making it seem like it's my fault here? Who gave you the right? Relax. Let's try again. Just try looking at it. Okay. Ugh! Well, it's gross and extremely vulgar looking. It matches the owner perfectly. Laughs. That's very rude, you know. It's the truth. I would go even further and call it disgusting. You know this dick has tamed countless arrogant women like you. You're gross, Mars. Don't lump me in with the sows you associate with. How confident are you that you won't become one of them? Cuh, the gall to ask a question like that. Don't take me lightly. Laughs. Fine, let's move on. Why don't you try to say one positive thing about it? Are my ears deceiving me, or did you seriously ask that? It's a small exercise to get you to loosen up a little. Nothing comes to mind. It's far too obscene. Try. She's looking at it silently and trying to pull words that in her mind don't even exist. The best I can say about it is that it's sturdy looking. Sturdy? That's really the best you can do? I'm being generous here. It's gross and way too big. I seriously doubt any woman would enjoy something like that. Fair enough, why don't you try touching it? Never in a million years. In fact, I'll make it the 5th rule. I, Cecile, will never ever lower myself to touching the deformed looking thing you call a penis. Harsh, you could have just said no. I have feelings, you know. He looks upset. Should I apologize? What are you doing now? Relax. Ah, I assume you've never been hugged as well? No, not like this. Do you like it? It's fine. You're thinking, what about it? It's pressing against my... Just ignore it and relax. Try to enjoy the hug for what it is. How can I relax like this? Ugh. Are you doing this because of what I said earlier? I'm not taking it back. I don't want you to. Just relax a little. Gah, gah. I can't. Fidgeting around with how much your pussy seems to leak is only going to make things more slippery. It's not. Do you want me to test it? You're the worst. The remarks seemed to have worked and she was forced to relax. Can you feel that? The curse has gotten a little weaker. Yeah. Wait, you can tell? Of course, I'm adept at magic. I can tell instantly when I'm touching you. You know what that does mean. You know what that does mean, right? When you're with me in this room, there's nothing you can hide from me. But that isn't going to work to our advantage because I will know what will work and what won't. Right? I hate to admit it, but you're right. What I want from you is that you need to cooperate with me. Okay. Her dignity has been used as a punching bag and trampled on for the first time in her life. The constant pummeling has humbled her. Now that she can see the effectiveness of my method, she is forced to admit defeat and set aside her pride in order to overcome her ailment. See, it got a little weaker again. Nods. I guess your nipples rubbing against my chest helps too. Ah, how does it feel? Good? Or does it feel good? Nods. Good, you're loosening up quite well. I can sense that she was about to fire a sharp retort, but I swallowed it back at the very last second. Let's move to the bed. I need to show you something. The bed? Hold on. The bed? Remember our rules. Of course, I will never go against your wishes. You have my word. Okay, Mars. I would take Cecilia's hand and lead her to the bed. She timidly follows along without protest. I laid her on the bed and wrapped my arm around her. She looked on edge and quite timid. Very unusual for Cecile, who is always ferocious and steadfast. Letting a man that isn't her lover take charge of her body must be extremely hard for her to do. Every second she has to swallow her pride just to find the conviction to stay. It really is a trial from the gods for her. The sinister part is that she doesn't even realize that she just put her faith in the hands of a devil. You have a very erotic body. Are you aware of that? Yes. I notice men staring at me all the time, even Aaron, constantly. Does it bother you? No, I'm glad I have a pleasing body for Aaron's sake. That's sweet. Pressing my fingers on her belly, I can feel the curse heave in anticipation. It's hungry for pleasure. It has taken this body for a prisoner and is demanding carnal tribute. I'm most surprised by your pubic hair. Does a priestess have to let it grow? No, it's my choice. I don't like it shaved. Really, but it looks so pretty. I got a close look earlier. It's very pink on the inside. Mars, you gotta loosen up. This kind of talk has a leaking effect on the curse. So I need you to help me. I'm sorry. I bet you never imagined that you'll be apologizing for refusing to talk about your pussy. I'm a wretched woman, but I deserve it for catching this curse. You're so harsh on yourself, Cecile. Relax a little bit more. I never cared for that part of my body. I don't look down there more than I need to. I just make sure it's clean and proper. I shaved it once and almost died from embarrassment. I felt dirty. Why? Shaving has nothing to do with that. I know. It's just how I felt at the time. Your cheeks are beet red. Is it that hard to talk about it? It's mortifying, Mars. I'm sorry, but I won't let up. Fine, you promised you won't go easy on me. Right, I'm true to my word. Another thing I notice about you. You're quite chubby, especially in certain places. Ah! Mars! Doesn't it bother you? No, Aaron doesn't mind, so it doesn't bother me. I see, it's also fortunate that most fat goes to your ass and thighs. Right? Yes, I think Aaron likes how full my figure is. He also tells me a lot of men like healthier girls, so I shouldn't feel embarrassed about it. So I don't worry about it anymore. Do you consider yourself chubby? No, I don't. I don't want to put a label on my body. As long as Aaron remains attracted to me, I don't view it as a problem. Everything is all about Aaron? Yes, as his future bride, it's my job and duty to maintain myself for him. He as well has duties and responsibilities that he must comply with for my sake. Sounds so antiquated. You're the last person I expect to understand me. That's fair. Ah, down there. We finally get to the good part. When did you start to masturbate after I got the curse? I never did it before. Did someone teach you how to do it? I instinctively knew what to do. Do you know what that most pleasurable part is called? The clitoris. I was taught the basic anatomy growing up with my sisters. Your clitoris is quite abnormal, isn't it? Is it? How? Yes, it's abnormally large. I assume it's due to the curse. It makes collecting sexual pleasure easier. Ugh. Do you think it'd be a problem for Aaron? I doubt it. He looks like he's never set eyes on one before. You aren't embarrassed about it? A little. I hate that the curse is changing my body. But in exchange, it makes it easy to tease your clit now. Ah! Does it feel good? Yeah, it feels really good. Ugh. Your pussy is very demure, totally unlike your personality. What are you saying? Ugh. Look, it keeps drooling. It's not normal to be leaking this much. It has to be the curse. So much is leaking. Do you have to comment about everything? And so close to my ear? I have to, because I can peer inside you and know what you enjoy. Not fair. Ah. Let's try poking inside. Ah. My finger went inside so easily, yet I can't pull it out without your pussy clamping on it. Can you explain why your pussy is so hungry? Ah. Have you tried doing this before? Yeah, but my finger isn't nearly as big. My finger feels better? Nods. No wonder it's so greedy. Look, Mars, your insides are so tight and warm. Your pussy is begging for a cock. It's the only thing that can satisfy it. I can tell right away just by how your body reacts when I move my finger just a tiny bit. That's not true. Ugh. Are you intent on sticking to your rule? I won't change my mind, ever. Ah! I know you instinctively know it, but you're not brave yet enough. You're not brave yet to admit it. I won't do it. I don't care how great my cravings get. Purity is everything to a priestess. I've chosen this ordeal just to preserve some of it. Don't I deserve at least that courtesy? I see. I'll try my best to help you preserve it. Thank you, Mars. The lie stang, but it must be done. I have to lull her into a state of comfort and then strike. Have you ever had an orgasm? No, I tried it, but I could never reach it. All right, let's try it. Given how sensitive you are, it shouldn't be hard. I took her hand and held it firmly within mine. I can feel her body react immediately with her pussy hugging tightly around my finger. Close your eyes. I said, whispering in her ear with a commanding tone. Her body perks up, reacting to my breath tickling her ear and neck. Ah! She obediently closes her eyes without objections. With her eyes closed, she seeks the comfort of a world of darkness, and that world, the senses are heightened. She tightens her grip against my hand, breathes out, and relaxes her pelvic muscles, releasing a stream of hot fluids that she was embarrassed to show with eyes open. It seems that closing her eyes has helped her relax and ignore her hyperactive sense of shame. I might have underestimated how hard she was pushing herself in spite of her moral objections. She was breathing erratically as I haven't made my move yet, and she wasn't sure when or what to expect. Her anticipation was at its peak. With my middle finger, I scraped her hot insides. With a new stream of lubricant, the friction made a heavy sound and exposed her deep yearning. She bit her lip, and her cheeks flushed with blood, embarrassed to hear her body make such lustful suggestions. Ah! She let out a deep moan with hot breath that rose from a place within her that is much more primal, a place she never knew existed within her until now. It tells me that I'm getting closer to satisfy the itch that's been tormenting her in silence. I pick up the pace, and with a rhythm, I caress the slimy walls of her insides. Ah! So let's go a little more restrained as she starts to... Hold on. She lets go of a little more restraint as she starts to jerk her hips in the direction of my hand. She learns quickly my rhythm and syncs up with me. Now my hand and her hips are moving in complete harmonious unison. This carnal harmony results in more chaos. Her fluids now splatter farther and the sounds grew louder and fill the room in ambience of lewd ritual. Her moans don't let up, and they come one after another, seemingly without restraint. Her hand that was being held by mine has collected quite the sweat, as well as her body, which has started to glisten in the darkness of the room. I could feel her climax approaching as her body selfishly took over control. Her pussy is now actually pulling my fingers. I became a prop for her to masturbate with. Oh! She had her awaited orgasm, even managed to squirt. She completely soiled my fingers, which I retracted, leaving a hot trail of thick fluids. Her pussy had been enchanted and transformed by the curse to feed on men. This is much but an appetizer, and I can instinctively tell her body is not completely satisfied. It demands much more to be satisfied. But given Cecile's stubborn determination, she continued to ignore what her body is telling her, which is admirable in a way. Even a few moments later, her legs still continued to shake and spasm. She breathed in and out, waiting for the waves of pleasure to abate. Gasp, gasp, gasp. Thank you. This is an orgasm. Ah! How did it feel? I felt like I was floating, content and peaceful, as my worries were all washed away. It's like being embraced by the goddess herself. The only conclusion to draw from this is, sex is surely a holy act. Huh? I realize it now. Sex and procreation are our greatest gift from the goddess. For it to feel good is proof of that. That's why sex between a man and woman has to be a holy act. Seems like having her first orgasm made her reach an epiphany. Makes me kind of jealous in a way. My first time was the epitome of nothing special. It's really such a shame that I must experience this in the wrongest way possible. So you're feeling better? Yes, all the harassment and humiliation you put me through. Somehow it doesn't feel as bad now. But I'm still furious with you. Hee hee, sorry, Cecile. I went hard on you because I knew you could take it and it would give the best results. Honestly, you could have warned me better at least. My justification seems to have been accepted. I can sense the fury within her abate somewhat. Cecile doesn't seem like the type that wants to hate others. She would rather forgive. That sort of kindness and tenderness is rare nowadays. Sex really is amazing if it has as strong of an ability to soothe the heart. It's just the tip of the iceberg. You have no idea how better the real deal is. Whoop. This is a lesson. I need to be careful of so many things now. And the curse has gotten a lot weaker. What we accomplished tonight is more than what I managed alone for months. Amazing. Yeah, if we do this every night, the curse will be gone in no time. I really believe that now. I actually see a light at the end of this tunnel. Ah, thank you, goddess, for guiding me. I was really worried about I made the wrong choice. I was going to quit so many times, but I'm very glad that I trusted my instincts and pushed through. This experience really set my mind at ease. Thank you, Mars. Your methods are harsh, but I can't deny the results. I felt strange being thanked for something like this, especially after the ordeal I put her through. It seems that that's the kind of girl Cecile is. Her mind is very resilient. Being challenged like this only makes her come out stronger. I'm glad. I should probably leave. We have a long day ahead of us tomorrow. Right. Looking at her pick up her things, I see in her eyes a hope for the future. I find it hard not to feel bad for her in a way, as my job is to ultimately crush that hope. But it's why I'm here. She has her duty and I have mine. We're essentially enemies pretending to be allies. And given the circumstances, I'm one moment away from being found out. Ugh, my panties. I can't find them. Here. I smile in an attempt to break the awkward moment, knowing full well that it might just make it worse. Thanks. She smiles back with a cheerful smile. Good night, Mars. Good night. When she closed the door, my mind relaxes and the fatigue hits all at once. I feel like I just aged a year. I wonder if she felt similarly. But it went better than I expected. Ouch! You really are the worst. V, you've been watching the whole time? Of course. As your partner, your safety comes first, thinking that you might need me if things ever turn south. I had to swallow my pride and watch this charade. Wow, that's all you can say? Are you an idiot? I had to suffer through this nauseating display of awkward emotion, and that's all you have to say? Pretty much. Grumble. Are you perhaps jealous? Ha ha ha, very funny. I've been your partner for years and years. Her presence is inconsequential to me. Her dangerous curves don't threaten or flare up my female insecurities at all. Okay, but once this is over, I'll just have to kill her. It's unrelated to what just happened. I just have to do it. Were you turned on watching me with her? What? Of course not. What kind of freak do you take me for? What? You're one of those perverts, huh? What are you talking about? I'm not! I really wasn't expecting this at all. Are you listening to me? Come on, I'll do that thing you like. I can tell you really got fired up. Really? You must think very low of me if you think that's enough to blow this over. Hey, put me down. Put me down right this instant. Man, you're noisy. You're so noisy when you lose. I haven't lost. Yes. Yes, there. More. After fooling around a bit with V, I remember I have one more thing left to do for the day. I should probably report this to the boss. You think? You're rather late, too. I'll probably give you a hard time for it. And whose fault is that? You have a point there. I'm ultimately responsible for your dim-witted, lecherous behavior. Your weak mind is simply powerless against my body. She started to rub her back against my chest while looking smugly at me. Yeah, I'm gonna get yelled at for sure. Do you want me to come for backup? I'll kick his ass for you. I pat her head and she responds by rubbing her own head against my palm. Alright, I'm going. Take care, Mars. Even though I'm sleepy, I'll be waiting for you until you get back. I fish out a spherical object from my belongings. Manipulating its indentations, a chasm in space opens to a pitch-black void. I step inside the void, leaving the familiar world behind. Like always, I feel immediately lost and uncoordinated. The only marker that points to the true path is a bright star at the distance. After following it for a while, I feel the air getting heavier. That's when I know that I'm close. Oh, wow. Well, we got some bad people. Mars, you're late as usual. You're playing a very dangerous game with my patience. Apologies, my lord. I come face to face with the Demon King himself. Besides the king, I see what I assume to be their majesty, the queen. It's the first time I'm meeting her. I hope you come bearing good news. Otherwise, you have to justify why I should continue to keep you alive. The priestess finally took the bait. Training to break the curse is underway. So far, everything is progressing as we planned. The Demon King starts to laugh, making the entire void rumble as if threatening to tear its fabric apart. What about the other girl? She's difficult to get a read on. She keeps a very close guard. Listen, Mars. You've been bred as a spy and trained for years. Do not tell me you can't earn the trust of a single girl. The table is set. It's all on you to seize the chains. Or seize the chance. You are solely to blame if this fails. I understand. I'll try some way to get close to her. For now, I'll focus my energy on Cecile. Is that all? Yes, that's all I have to report. Do you recognize who's standing behind me? Beside me, rather. Excuse my arrogant guess, but I would assume that's Her Majesty the Queen? The very same. She'll be my eyes and will watch over this operation. Treat her with the same reverence you display with me. And make sure to report everything to her. Do not dare to neglect your duty. Understood. I'll work hard to meet your expectations. Remember very well, the curse taking root in our enemies is a blessing that we only get once an eon. This is a monumental chance, and you are in the very middle of it. Squander it, you are a demon kind's greatest villain. Seize it, your name will be remembered throughout the ages. Do not risk my disappointment. As soon as he leaves, I feel an instant sense of relief. But I can't relax just yet, the queen is still here. Stand up! I already know your name, but I want you to tell me in your own words who you are. I'm Mars. I've been living as a spy among the humans for years. I was given the important task by the king himself to sabotage the hero's goals. Do you know my name, Mars? Of course, you are the majesty of the queen, Lavinia. Good, good. You know why I'm here for? To oversee this operation and coordinate with the king. Foo, 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 that's a very dull answer. Is that really blood that runs through your veins? I'm here simply because I'm wildly bored. Ah, I was counting the seconds until he leaves. Ah, your majesty, what's the matter? You look like you saw the Grim Reaper. That might not be too far from the truth. Relax, I'm the one in charge here now, not my husband. You should worry about not angering me. Not him. Ah, I heard so much stories about you, but in the end, you're like the rest of them. How disappointing. Ugh. I take a deep breath and reevaluate the situation. This took me completely off guard. I lost all reasoning. Alright, what do I do now? The queen is infamously eccentric and a known troublemaker for the king. That's known, but I thought it was merely exaggerated rumors. In that case, all the rumors I know of her just gained incredible credence in a matter of seconds. If I understand the situation right, I'm either going to disappoint you or disappoint the king. Right, isn't that interesting? Yeah, she's insane. So how can I be in your good graces? I heard your exploits were a thing of legend. How can such a person ask such a boorish question like that of a lady? My opinion of you keeps plummeting with every word that comes out of you. My bad, I'm just trying to get a good footing over the situation. Oh, apologizing, exactly what a woman wants to hear. Foo foo foo, relax, I'm just testing you. You listen to what my boring husband has to say, so now it's my turn. Alright, I'm all ears. My request is far more simpler, just do everything I tell you and you'll be fine. Alright, I'll keep that in mind. But my, what restraint you have. All this time, you haven't ogled my body at all. How wonderful. Or am I simply too hideous for your standards? Obviously not. It's taking all my willpower to restrain myself. Good, keep it that way. If you lose that willpower, I might just decide to tell my husband. Foo foo foo, did that scare you? I hope you grow less predictable over time, as this is simply unacceptable. I've met more interesting men in a graveyard. I'll make sure to work on that. Good, I'll hold you accountable. My apologies, but I must get back. It's rather late. How insulting, I wasn't nearly done with you yet. You continue to accrue misdeeds, Marks. I'll make sure to pay back my debt. Fair enough. Sweet dreams. Good night. I had to retreat quickly. My mind was a fog, and I was simply too exhausted to think clearly anymore. I need to be very careful with Lavinia. She seems to be a fan of dangerous games. The last thing I want is to lose my life over a stupid mistake. Even though I was more late than reasonably acceptable, V kept her word, didn't sleep at all. Her eyes were practically shut. I felt quite bad subjecting her to that. She jumped on me and dragged me to the bed. As I felt exhausted, and I offered no resistance. She hugged me tightly. Within moments, I could hear her peaceful breathing as she drifted to sleep. I don't know what a good-for-nothing guy like me did to deserve a girl like her, but I'm grateful every day that she's by my side. Tonight, I'm fortunate again to sleep with the last thing I see being the face of a very cute V. That's the end of the prologue. Main game starts from here on out. The goal is to meet up with Cecile every night and help her break the curse with the train command. The party must go to the dungeon every morning, but that feature is still at the alpha stage. You can skip it if you want. Alright, folks, so that was the game, obviously. The game is, well, I mean, it's on itch.io for name your own price, but you can get a free download if you want. And Hero Party Must Fall is still being developed. So, you know, obviously a lot of things are going to be added and changed around and all. There's a bunch of, you know, spelling mistakes and such. But yeah, not bad. So far, interesting plot. Definitely recommend checking it out. And at any rate, this will be the Grimlord, and I am out of here on Grim Sentai Corner.